You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Boeing is among the companies scheduled to report spring profits today. The aerospace giant has had some tough years. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has a preview.
The pandemic stunted the public's appetite for traveling by air, and with it, orders for commercial airplanes like Boeing's. But demand is back, and Boeing isn't meeting it, says Richard Abulafia of Aerodynamic Advisory.
There's really not a problem with orders. The problem is delivering aircraft. Part of that is general difficulties with the supply chain,
including the ability to source engines. Meanwhile, production flaws prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to impose more oversight to certify some of the company's planes for flight. Abulafia says Boeing hasn't delivered any new 787 passenger jets to Eager Airlines in over a year.
In theory, that's going to restart any week now. But in reality, there's been a lot of false starts, and it's really hard to say.
This, as Boeing faces more federal regulation in the aftermath of two deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX jetliner. Boeing's defense unit is also facing headwinds despite increased demand following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, says Art Wheaton at Cornell. This week, almost 2,500 Boeing workers making military aircraft and weapons voted to strike.
The three facilities going out on strike are highly profitable, in huge demand, and are of significant military importance.
Wheaton says U.S. national security interests could end up being a factor in labor negotiations.
The workers have some leverage at the bargaining table because of the product they make.
And the skills they bring to a unit that's traditionally offered Boeing a cushion in lean times. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.